once again, like I see my sisters raising the next generation, and all we do is we think, oh my Gwanza,
yes.
Because I mean they're going to literally like destroy us. Like that will be the end of the end. And I get the fear, but yeah. Also it's that let me make sure that this one isn't my arch enemy, because this one is going to be like a killer.
Yes.
Like they're gonna be sociopathic motherfuckers, yes. You understand?
Ooh,
right. Yeah. I do get that. Okay. So this is a kind of a situationship, right? The minute it is, am I getting that? Because I like to define relationships mm-hmm. as a whole. So then you obviously have the sect in there, you know, parental, like sibling, friends,
yeah.
Obviously lovers, and then soulmates, I suppose, you know, and then the rest of the world, because that's the thing.
Yeah.
So where am I getting this wrong? What is this now that we must now enter into?
the meaning of the word, or how I understand the meaning of the word situationship, is essentially a sexual romantic it's like an ambiguous situation again that you've gotten yourself into with another person with no clear boundaries.
Friends with benefits.
Yeah, I understand. I get
just,
that.
That's just crap.
No. I get that. That's basically what I understood. It's that basically, you know, it's the commitment to. That's basically it. So there is no commitment to. It's this blurred area between. I want a little bit more of a relationship feel.
Without the title.
Without any kind of label, which is what this generation is like. Don't, be careful, don't label me, please, on my word. But I have so many different labels, and I get that. I find that labels do add a little bit more simplicity to, like, who we wake up to every day. And I'll be like, cool, whatever it is, if I'm androgynous, pansexual, professional, determined, whatever it is, I think that helps decide a lot of things as to what I'm going to wear, who I'm going to hang out with, what I'm going to say today, what I believe. How does that bleed over to the way that you do connect with people? Do you believe that your friendships are friendships?
I was about to touch on that one. I do believe
my friendships are friendships.
The millennial speaks.
Okay, I'll let the millennial speak. No, I honestly do, though, because for me, I think it's because of that having to get to know who you are, and that period where you're like getting to know the people that you want to hang out with and the ones that's for you and the ones you can trust and all that. So for me, it's like I will let everyone in, but I know who my people are. You know what I mean? So, like, everyone is my friend, but there is those homies. It's like, so far, not further with you, but yeah, we go in till death, you know?
That genuinely now labels you as a millennial. It does.
Yeah.
Because also you are older.
Yeah.
And again, when we look at a Gen Z at this particular moment, 2022, they're not there yet. And
and
we understand why, because that took you how long?
It took me most of my 20s.
Yeah,
like from
exactly,
my teens
yeah.
to my 20s, because obviously when you reach like, I think 27, that's where you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
But for Gen Zs, I feel like it's a situationship in terms of what I can gain or what we can gain from the friendship, right? So it becomes a thing of, okay, cool, we're friends, right? Title. Mm-hmm. But how much of a friend are you to me than I am to
but
you?
But I think that's, but that, not a thing again, I know. That's genuinely where you do find, I don't know, any friendship, like a genuine friendship that doesn't go two ways. Because it will only have an expiration date. That's terrible to think that someone considers someone else a good friend, and it's only one dimension, like it's one directional. Excuse me, you understand?
Yeah.
It is. There's nothing worse than someone wanting more and giving less. You understand?
I'm not afraid to say it. My love is very conditional. It's not unconditional. It's not helpful.
Yes.
I want, and what I want from you is very simple. It's not money. It's not anything. I mean, if you want to give it to me, sure.
Yeah.
But it's more of a case of, you know, do I trust you? Am I happy when I'm with you? Mm. You know, is there genuine love? And that's why for me, it's very important. And I always tell this to all of my friends, but even these two that are sitting here.
It's just like, yeah, because I want to know if you did.
I genuinely just say, Guti, the word friend means a lot to me. Titles have standards. Like, titles mean the world to me.
I agree. Have Gen Z's managed that skill yet? Have you let go and it was healthier? You're like, because Because we, again, as you get older, you will learn how to just say, this is, no offense, but for real, hey?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be like, this is, and it'll be in text, why not? I mean, why are you going to waste some airtime?
Yeah.
but for real, it's like, because, I mean, we're wasting enough time.
Yeah.
This is done. You don't even want to respond.
Yeah.
Because it's not a thing. It's about sucking the life out of you.
Yeah.
Because, like, someone's the audience, the spectator,
yeah,
or the fan,
yeah,
and the other one is the starring role.
Yeah.
Yes. Understand? Yeah. That's what I found the most annoying thing. That's how I define. I'd be like, cool. So are you the celebrity?
Communication and transparency.
Mm.
So on the communication front, I've also, like, as the years have gone by, my best friend's a teacher. She's a grade one teacher. I'm in varsity. We are not as close as we were in high school. And I feel like it's something that we both had to kind of be okay with as we grew up, to be like, you know what? You're still my best friend, but we're not going to talk every day and we're not going to check up on each other every day.
But that's okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was like something that we kind of like learned over time. Transparency, it's a thing of, I can be very, like I said, I just discovered that I can, you know, express my feelings. And if I'm hurt, I can be like, okay, listen, yeah, 1, 2, 3. I also had to be conscious of the fact that she has feelings.
Is there something brand new that I mean, for me, it's what you mirror about me, in the sense that we're not the same, but we're definitely like-minded. Whenever I talk about my two best friends, because they are, when we grew up and we were raised, so the Greek families depend on their cousins and their sisters, so we had those are the people you count on.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah.
So, and that's how we grew up all the way through high school, and still even now, like, there's like, that's our friend circle for real. So we didn't really have a need for a best friend. We didn't. So we would go to school and like, I mean, whoever was an acquaintance in a way.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
yes.
know, if you are going to surround yourself, you do realize I don't need opposition.
Yeah.
Not because I want complacency. I don't. Why must I now? What do I have more to prove?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like you want more people that are like-minded so that you become better and better and better.
Yeah.
So when you are thinking about the same problems or obstacles, these people know that kind of, not that kind of feeling, but like-minded people will come and fill the gaps for you. Yeah. You understand?
Yes. Yeah.
And I believe that that's what, so that kind of like undying support, because that's where love comes in. You were like, oh, you saved my life on a daily, in a way. You understand?
Yes.
So I liken it to family directly. So that's why these two goals. You know, and where there's arguments, people always say, oh, we got to fight. No. Like, I don't believe that. As friends, we haven't fought once, eh? So we have had situations where it became a discussion.
Yeah.
Mm. Because we're not trying to have a fight. There's no, if you understand somebody.
Yeah.
Friend-wise.
Yes.
See, blood becomes different. My thing is about the mindset. And I don't think we're that different. Me and you as a millennial, and you too as Gen Zers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my love languages include quality time.
Mm.
And that's why I'm very specific about who I spend my time with and what I spend doing, what I spend my time doing. So for me, I start recognizing somebody's actually getting to a place of favor with me by how much I want to hang out with them.
Mm.
Like, I always tell Christy and them, like, guys, you know how much I hate sleeping outside of my house.
Mm.
You know, I don't like coming late and I don't like getting out. But then it's just like, you know, I love being around people I like.
Mm.
And once I realize that power, they kind of just be like, you know, that's the standard for being a friend. I mean, there's so many other things, like, again, the trust and also the transparency and, you know, how, as you said, you see the missing pieces of yourself in them. But then it's a case also of, like, with my love language, do I want to express it with you? Like, my time is very precious to me and I want to spend it with you, even if we're just being bored together.
Okay.
That's when it's just like, yeah,
for sure,
we're having fun.
But also, I mean, if you're bored, you can also go home and no one is going to be like, both of you will be like, yeah, I mean, it makes total sense, right?
I've yet to meet friends that do that, because we'll just be like, okay, let's just sit around and do nothing.
That's most Justin. I mean, please, even with family, I'm like, oh, can we make it an hour and a half, please? There's everything. I think it's always like, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
But it's not like I don't love you. It's just like, we can keep the short, succinct, sweet, and rich, like a rich experience, you know?
Do you feel like you feel that way because you kind of like spend so much time around them earlier on
life? Not at all. No, it's just because I have a FOMO feeling of like, I fear of missing out of doing nothing. So I'm like, there's so much nothing happening right now.
And you're making me miss it.
you think I'm joking? I'm like, okay, there's this concept called idea, right? And an idea means impatient, distracted, entitled, and apathetic, which has been tied in 100% to you, right? Some generations are apologizing for labeling this particular acronym to you. So we will myth bust where needs be in terms of impatient as a generation, distracted as a generation, entitled and apathetic. Impatient, distracted are not the same thing. Yes. Impatient is about growth even. You understand what I'm saying to you? Sitting still in your own mind, right? Yeah. Distracted is also in terms of like where you should be going instead of where you are right now and where you're choosing to go. You understand?
Yeah.
Entitlement, I think that's always the one that we throw. Yeah. Entitled,
Give me, it's mine.
Yeah, exactly. Apathetic means you have no opinion. But you are so expressive.
Yeah.
Apathy is the one where you just feel, well, I don't care. There's no need to care either way, you know? Mm-hmm.
Personally speaking, I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm a very impatient person. If I don't need to wait, why do I have to? And I was raised that way because the two biggest influences on my life are my grandmother and my mom. And those are independent women who are just like, if you don't need to marry, you don't have to, babes.
Mm.
You know, get things done yourself. So it's just a case of why do I have to wait if I can get this shit done myself? But when I'm hearing the whole idea, the ideology.
Yeah. I was like, what do you mean idea? Oh, I get it. I just said that. Yes. Yeah.
I kind of do understand where they are coming from. I don't agree, but I understand. Because if we look at everything, Shem, I don't even want to lie. I do see it in my peers. However.
In what way?
In a lot of ways, like impatient, distracted, we have phones in our hands
24/7. But is that not a personal thing, though, and not a generational thing?
Besides that, I'm getting to that, where I'm saying that for us to be like this, we were influenced by the previous generation. We were taught, we are in a society, well, not
we are all pointing, no, we're pointing fingers.
We're pointing fingers at Danae. Yeah. And then, you know, one finger's pointing at Danae, three fingers are pointing at you, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you. Saved.
How on earth, genuinely, are we at fault for your impatience? We know how to be. Please.
I was making the point of like everything that they've described is kind of things that we've been given and it's things that we've been taught to accept in our generation. Impatience. Before the fourth industrial revolution, there was the third, there was the second, there was the first. Mm-hmm. And with everything, things became quicker, things became faster. And now we are at a point where we are at its fastest and it's still going to get faster.
Yeah.
You know, with distracted, I mean, it's everybody else besides the Gen Zs that invested in phones and social media. And the
metaverse. We paved that way. I get that. We constructed that.
You guys made it.
We did. I know. And that's a good thing.
It is.
We've made it like a way of life. And the thing is that now that we've adapted to the way of life that everyone else has paved, it then becomes a problem, even though we had no other choice.
Yeah, and it's okay. Home to you guys.
There's the entitlement. There's the entitlement. Oh, but we had no other. I understand that. But you know what? Again, it's like saying, you know what? I want, like, like that, you know, that person that invented heroin. But, I'm saying, but I I mean, I live in the streets. I steal from poor people, like beggars. It's their fault. Like, because they, you know, in the sense that, you know, the extreme. I always say when you want to learn something, place yourself in the extreme, can work backwards. Because we don't, human beings do not understand balance, nor can they achieve it fully.
Yes.
We can't, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. But we do know extremes, that we do very well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you look at this, and again, when we talk about these four aspects, so where do you feel like it is killing your life to be impatient, and you'd like to automatically, like you said there, I want to ice toxic people out of my life. I reflect every day to make sure that I move forward. Like, this is obviously, this cripples you. So in what way would you immediately want to better it, is what I'm actually saying.
With the entitlement chat, I'd like to make a very interesting observation.
Sure.
So then, especially, let's not even take it far. Here at home in South Africa, I have a father who was part of the struggle against apartheid and everything.
Right.
And the thing is, we're constantly reminded of what the previous generation fought for so that we can have a better future. Okay. Yes, there are those that take advantage of that. But also, it's a case of, I mean, babes, I'm not saying I don't want to work because I'm lazy. They're not paying me the minimum wage that was set by the people who were there before.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, I don't want to do hard labor, but you said it yourself. You're giving me a future so that I can have a soft life. So why can I not be soft? It's the thing of that. Yes, again, there are people that take advantage of that fiercely, who just be like, yeah, no, they should give us, you know, everything, this, that, and the other. But then also, at the crux of it, I found myself in a situation where I'm kind of just like, can you pick a side? Because now, do you want me to have a better life? And then when I'm actually looking for a better life, it's like, oh, you guys are not afraid. You wouldn't
afraid
have survived.
Of hard work.
Exactly, we're afraid of hard work. Even though you've told us that you've worked hard to make sure that we have a better life.
I want to just quickly add this as a background, like, because I did some reading. I'm not going to mention the person who said this, but they said that we've raised, again, another opinion piece, a generation of sissies. And that came directly from like a corporal Gen Xer, you understand, that decided, oh no, because that word is one and we know why it's offensive, right?
They
put that directly, you know, as the label for the generation. As you said, there's that kind of like, okay, but we did and we told you, but now we want and you should.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So when you get everything, so let's live on the side of complete entitlement. Let's say we hand it over, like these things. Would you use them responsibly? Do you have the capacity to do that? I'm saying to you as Gen Z.
But I also feel like the generation, the Gen Z is like the dude said, they sissies. They actually hard workers. You know what I'm saying? They're not sissies at all because they're doing everything we wanted to do, you know, in terms of like getting there faster. They 21 and they living in their own hotels and whatever, you know what I'm saying? Little private things, doing their things. And I think they smarter because they don't work hard. They work smart.
Mm. What is, you see, there again, it's that, let's quickly delve further into smart.
Mm-hmm.
Because smart means for the long run.
Yeah.
That is it.
There's a saying that says, if you want something done faster, give it to a lazy person. You know what I'm saying? Give it to a lazy person because that person will figure out how to do that thing fast for you. You know what I'm saying? So this is what they do. They in like the generations we come from, we need to, it's from A to Z where they just like, wait, I'm in the middle. I'm going to finish this now. That kind of thing.
But it's patchwork that we find. Do they have the capacity to build quality?
I think
Yes. Foundations of quality.
Yes.
You can defend. Oh,
Christy, I do think so. I also
I think, you know, people don't care about things.
Oh, sorry.
We know.
Yes. I'm going to say yes. But I also feel like we can't do it by ourselves. So I'm
which brings us back to the whole thing of like, well, it's you against the world.
Yeah, well, it's a thing of,
what are the inner discussions? That's what this podcast actually, we're trying to do is like, okay, cool. You're saying that. What are you saying amongst yourselves around that? So go on, yeah?
So amongst ourselves, it's a thing of, I know amongst my friend group, we actually wanted, we've been saying this, and that's another thing about us Gen Zers. We say something, but when it comes to execution,
Yeah,
we're kind of like sitting in one place. So we've been saying that we want to actually start our own podcast and have like the conversations that we would have on a regular, just chilling, being bored, not wanting to go home. And there's actually really interesting conversations that come from that. And we wanted to actually start a podcast. This was from 2020. It's 2022. We're still sitting in the same place. So
and yet a Gen Xer made it happen. In what was it? Three days?
I'm not going to say Gen X like kind of trickled because no, they didn't. But it's, I feel like it's something that we kind of became complacent with over time. So it's like we have these great ideas and we want to execute them, but it's like the willpower and the drive is not there.
But fed from what? And well, get fed from what? You see, that's the thing. There's a behavior mechanism that has been trained. You understand?
Yeah.
A groupthink cannot just come up. You understand?
Yeah.
There's a build up to that. But in what way? Don't you want to be kind of like also babied into? That's good. This is a good one. This is a good baby.
Yeah.
Like babied into so that you don't make. You might make massive mistakes with massive consequences.
But we've been babied into it, Chris. I mean, like, for you, for example, you're a lecturer of ours, right?
Oh.
And you literally do baby us into a lot of things.
I do.
But this is the thing. Yeah, we
not in a bad way.
No.
Like, because you need to learn.
No,
you need to learn.
No, definitely not in a bad way. But I mean, there's that thing where it's like, you babied us into the situation. And for us, it's like, geez, I really want to do that podcast. How am I going to get it out? Like, we've got this concept and all, but who do we speak to? If we give this idea to so-and-so, are they going to say it's okay? You know, that kind of thing. It's like, now there's a time limit on it. So it's just like, you know what? I don't have time for all that fuss.
Yeah.
I'll just wait for you to come. But you get what I'm saying?
You don't win. Then you lose then,
that's
in
the
that
thing.
Sense.
That's the thing. The generations before us is bullies. That's what I'm saying. This is what
it
I'm
is.
Saying.
I agree to a certain extent because it's conditional.
But that's exactly what, when people say, but can't you? You must. Then you're going to hear us say something so ridiculous that then you stop listening when you'll be like, you aren't bullying. let a boomer try and raise you. And then you'll see, you'll be like, like, for real. And I'm not saying, you see, because when I say that, my entire conversation loses any foundation.
Yeah.
You understand? Because
it's
like this defense stupid mechanism
where
it is true, but we felt we got literally saying the same thing.
Yeah.
We're saying the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You understand? The thing is, again, it's that whole picturing of, do you get up when you are super tired and you're not inspired? Does the generation do that? So again, please do not use reels. I'll die. Okay. Because again, that's not, it is a lot of effort. Look, I'm like,
a lot of effort.
I get that. But that is not, again, it's like to get up and be like, that's where I get the parents don't understand. That generation says, well, I did get up to jobs that sucked. And you're going to say, oh, well, sorry for you. Like, I get that. But the thing is also, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did. There's a lot of, too many situations where you're like, I genuinely do not want to. But I have no choice.
It is never that where it's like, am I really going to go
do
out
or
and,
die.
Yes. Am I really going to go out and get a job that I am not happy in? Because I would work in retail, for example. I worked there for 3 months and be like, I'm done. I cannot. I've done it too long. I am upset every day. I'm moody. I cannot do this. Like, even for a piece of bread, I will not do it. I'd rather stay at home and be happy and starve.
But you had the choice.
Yes, that was my choice. And this is what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, would you go back to that retail store if you... But I mean, it's the street or a home.
No, there's other ways of making money.
How?
You got people, you know people, there's you must have a rich friend. Look, like...